Pro Wrestling 101 is brought to you exclusively in podcast form by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Neckbreaker, The Midnight Jory, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Apex Radio, and of course, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, all available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Hey guys, this is Justin Credible and you're watching Pro Wrestling 101. This week I want to talk about something that really doesn't get talked about that much. But, we've talked about a whole host of things throughout the year in Pro Wrestling 101. And I want to start getting to some real fine points in what we do inside the ring. And one of those points are working injuries or let's say working body parts. So many times, we get asked by promoters or, by people we're wrestling to work certain body parts, work an arm, work a leg, or hey, we're working an angle tonight. We're going to put you out of commission for a couple of months and we're going to break your leg. And nowadays, I think too many guys, don't remember, especially during the course of a match or if you're going to be used later on in the show, to sell really what's being done to you. The best advice I can give, and it was the best advice given to me by Terry Funk years ago, is if this shit we're doing was real, how would you feel if somebody tried to break your leg or almost succeeded breaking your leg or ramming your shoulder, into a post or smashing it with a chair? I mean, how would you feel? It would be pretty bad off. I mean, I always try to interpret what somebody's doing to me as how would this feel in real life? And a lot of times there's not a lot of difference because sometimes these guys are swinging for the fences. So I'm just trying to do the best that I can and I just try to, sell accordingly. But remember that we're trying to portray something legitimate. And guys that succeed in portraying that, if somebody's working on a body part, if somebody decides to get heat on your arm or your shoulder or your leg, I mean, I've done matches and these matches are a little harder to do. And I don't suggest this for beginners. I would suggest this more for guys that have been in it for a while. But, somebody working your leg, you got to make, if you're a babyface, you're making a comeback on one leg, and it's not an easy thing to do, but the reality in the realism you bring to a match. I mean, I've limped around arenas way after my match has been over trying to sell what has been done to me. And that's the difference. Fans know what we do is a work. They know what we do is performance art. But we have to believe it ourselves. We have to take pride and respect in what we do. And just, always think to yourselves, and this is the best piece of advice I can give anybody out there. You can go so far in working injuries and working body parts if you just think to yourself for that 1 minute that what is being done to you is real and act accordingly. And never forget that during the time. Because, if you go out there and all of a sudden, you're getting heat on your leg and it looks great and he's really, he's doing great stuff and he's killing you, but then all of a sudden you get up and walk off. Or later on in the card, they see you walk into the parking lot, totally fine with your bags, Think about it. We're here to provide a service and we're trying to get over. And we usually come back to these places that, this just happened, with these venues and these towns. So, if you're going to do injury angles, if you're going to sell a body part, just think to yourself, and I mean, I've kind of drawn this out over this time, but just pretend that this shit's real and make it part of you during the time you're there. And I'm telling you, man, I get away with more stuff when I do that and get more sympathy as a babyface than I ever had doing anything else. I'm just incredible, and that's Pro Wrestling 101.